Detours from the Bell Telephone Hour. Now your host, Donald Voorhees.
Good evening. Our program tonight recalls the art of Joseph Huffman, who made his nationwide radio debut on the Telephone Hour just 26 years ago this month. As the New York Times once said, Huffman was a monarch among pianists, but he certainly didn't look the part. He was very short, he walked with a kind of shuffle, and when he came to the studio, he'd usually make a beeline for the washbasin to keep his fingers limber in warm water. When he got to the piano, of course, there was no doubt about his royal status. His playing was sensitive, masterful, extraordinary in every way. Let's begin with a piece that really showcased his amazing fingerwork, Mendelssohn's Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso.
Thank you.
Huffman playing Mendelssohn's Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso. Now here's the Bell Telephone Orchestra with an adaptation of a lovely piano miniature by Robert Schumann, the fourth of his Night Pieces, Opus 23. In a performance from his historic radio debut on the Telephone Hour, March 1st, 1943, Joseph Huffman plays one of the most famous piano pieces ever written, the Prelude in C-sharp minor by his good friend Sergei Rachmaninoff. And now, another delightful Russian encore as Josef Hoffman plays Anatoly Adov's musical Snuffbox. We'll have a superb concerto performance by Josef Hoffman after this message.
In April 1927, the Bell Telephone Laboratories demonstrated the first practical method of transmitting sound and pictures together from city to city, and Herbert Hoover became the nation's first TV star. Because of our discovery, a whole new multi-billion dollar industry was born. Today, the average 18-year-old American has spent 17,000 hours of his life watching TV. And with the growth of educational television, his children will watch even more. TV transmission even gave man his first look at the surface of the moon. Yet the reason we first demonstrated TV transmission was part of our search for a better phone. And now we have it. The picture phone. In limited use today, and eventually available for your home. Neither Leonardo da Vinci nor Jules Verne had the imagination to prophesize TV. But then, they weren't looking for a better phone.
Josef Hoffman was not only a remarkable pianist, but a remarkable human being. He was a great wit, an avid reader, a prolific inventor. Hoffman took out more than 60 patents. He invented shock absorbers, collapsible ice skates, and he built his own steam-driven automobile. He also devised a piano stool with adjustable legs, which was also collapsible. When I was putting together the program for tonight's show, I knew that whatever else happened, I'd have to include the Chopin E minor concerto. Hoffman managed to combine poetry and brilliance in just the right balance, and the music really glowed under his marvelous fingers. Here's the finale from our live telephone hour broadcast of July 31st, 1944.
Thank you.
Chopin's Piano Concerto in E Minor, played by Joseph Huffman and the Bell Telephone Orchestra. I'll be back after this word from your telephone company.
Madame Gabriella Tucci, Metropolitan Opera star.
You have a telephone everywhere, even in small place. It is most unusual, you know. And I love your, how you call it, push button, your touch tone telephone. They are so delightful, so musical. I am very affectionate to the telephone.
We, too, have affection for our telephones, Madame Tucci. But it's our telephone network that gives us the most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and instantly switch it to any of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly, anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
This is Donald Voorhees. I hope you enjoyed the wonderful performances by Joseph Huffman that we heard tonight, and that you'll return with me next week at the same time when the exquisite voice of Victoria de Los Angeles highlights our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
Hi, Dick Clark with a message for all teenagers. Want to help a crippled youngster learn to walk? Help him on the road to becoming a useful, independent person? You can by joining the big team of Easter Seal Teenage Volunteers. He'll be doing a job that'll make you feel good, bringing some of your get-up-and-go into the life of a crippled child. To find out how you can help, get in touch with your Easter Seal Society and tell them you want to join the teen team.
This is the NBC Radio Network.